Charlotte is grappling with an affordable housing crisis. City officials estimate Charlotte is in need of 24,000 affordable housing units. And then there are the people who currently live in areas where rent is affordable, but fear that could be coming to an end. Mecklenburg County's property revaluation has escalated that worry in the Washington Heights neighborhood in northwest Charlotte. WFAE's Steve Harrison filed this story as part of Finding Home, our weekly look at housing challenges and neighborhood changes throughout the Charlotte area.
This is what gentrification often looks like. New $400,000 homes, maybe a fancy new coffee house, an influx of white people. But in Washington Heights, the early signs of gentrification have come in the mail with Mecklenburg County's new property assessments.
Like, look, it was 60-some, then they sent it back to 40, the lower 40s, and then again they sent it up to about 54, and this time it's like 115 or so in that area.
That's Christine Bowser talking about the value of her home behind Northwest School of the Arts. The city and county haven't yet set their new tax rates, but Bowser and her husband could pay an extra $600 or $700 a year. They are retired on fixed incomes, mostly Social Security. She says the higher tax bill will hurt. Gracie Huntley lives nearby and was visiting a friend in Washington Heights. She says her neighbors are worried and surprised about their higher values.
Everybody's crying about the tax hike jump. It jumped up. Yeah, it really did. We hadn't did no remodeling to our house or anything. And it don't make sense.
There are, of course, upsides to your house appreciating. Property owners have a larger net worth, and they can pass that money or property onto their heirs. But Maddie Marshall, the Neighborhood Association president, said she's worried that higher tax bills, in the short term, will pressure longtime homeowners to sell.
We have to make sure that you stay in your home, whether that's you freeze your tax at whatever it is, mm-hmm. and then when someone maybe sell it, then that's tacked on at the other end. But there are creative ways where people can stay in their homes.
In Florida, for example, the Save Our Homes law caps the amount that property taxes can rise each year on someone's primary residence. Marshall's house near Batesford Road jumped from just under $61,000 to $135,000. At the current tax rates, that would be an extra $900 a year.
And I had a person to call me out like the day after I received this notice, the tax assessment, and wanted to know whether I wanted to sell my house. I said, well, if you're talking about $500,000, maybe we can talk. He hurried up and got off the phone.
Mecklenburg County has a map that shows the neighborhoods where property values increase the most on a percentage basis. Some affluent neighborhoods like Piper Glen and South Charlotte are shaded dark green, meaning home values increase by less than 10%. Washington Heights is dark red. Values increased on average by 120% or more. Pam Weidman, Charlotte's housing director, says Washington Heights is jumping in value because
The dirt is increasing. The value of the dirt is increasing. The value of the land.
Washington Heights, named for Booker T. Washington, was built in 1910 for middle-class black families along a long-since-abandoned streetcar line. It's home to the now-empty Excelsior Club, which, in its heyday, was perhaps Charlotte's most premier social club for African Americans. Louis Armstrong played there. Washington Heights is separated from hot real estate areas like Biddleville by the Brookshire Freeway. It acts as something of a barrier, keeping gentrification at bay for now. In the neighborhood today, there are only a few homes under construction. Many other houses are boarded up. But Bowser says Washington Heights is close enough to uptown, 2 miles away, that developers covet it. If you stand at the Excelsior Club parking lot, there's a great view of the city's skyline.
But I think anything that you, in a place that you can see uptown is wanted. They can build different homes and get more taxes for the city. And Charlotte seems to be a place that don't care too much for the poor. It's only for those that have and those that don't. You know, you suffer consequences. So everything around the loop, 77, 85, will be taken.
The city of Charlotte recently started an aging-in-place program that will pay some of its seniors higher property taxes. The city has so far allocated $500,000 for it. Mecklenburg County has a similar tax relief program. Aging in place is for homeowners, but only 45% of Washington Heights residents own their own house. That's below the city average of 57%, according to the city's quality of life database.
There's some companies that own a large portfolio of apartment communities, and some saw increases of 50%, some saw increases of 125%, some saw increases of 200%.
That's Kim Graham of the Greater Charlotte Apartment Association. She says commercial property owners have been planning on higher valuations and have already been raising rents slowly. Local governments might want to consider some tax relief for apartment owners serving low-income residents, she says. This summer, property owners will find out just how much they have to pay. That's when the city and county set their tax rates for the upcoming year. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.